7:44 at 102.9 Hot Tomato. Flan and Emily J with Christo. Good morning. Top of 22 degrees. It's 17 degrees at Metricon Stadium right now. Time out of the show. We need to speak to somebody very important this morning.
Welcome to the studio, Gary Flan. Ablett Jr.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about me.
No.
I'd say, mate, it's a rare joy. Thank you very much for coming in, mate. It's great to see you again. The last time we caught up with one another, you were sitting at Tullamarine Airport. It was late on a Sunday afternoon. I'd been down there for the Radio Awards. And I looked over and you could not have looked more tired and broken. You'd spent your own money on a massage chair in the airport, and all of my bosses, and I didn't tell either of you two that I bumped into Gary, because I just thought, you know what? I can't go and hit this bloke up for an interview. He just needs to be left alone. And I regret that. I should have gone in and interviewed.
Or just sat next to you on the massage chair.
Yeah.
Are those things comfortable?
Yes. They are comfortable.
Okay.
When you've just played a game of football, anything sitting down is comfortable.
Yeah, my word. Mate, you're at a huge milestone in your career, 300 matches, AFL games. Look, they say that it takes 50 games or so in the AFL before you know your business. So you are six players in one, is that right?
Pretty much. Six.
Is that how it feels?
It does feel like that. There's no doubt it's been a long journey. I've been in the system 16 years now, and I was saying to a couple of my teammates that, you know, the dream for me was just to play one AFL game.
Yeah.
I probably didn't believe I was good enough to make it at the top level. I got drafted.
Is that because of your dad? Like, because he was such a legend? Did you compare yourself to him?
I don't think it was me comparing. There was a lot of talk at the time when I got drafted that, maybe I'd been drafted because of my name. And I kind of believed that, to be honest. And I got to the club, and for me, it was just about playing one AFL game. I knew that if I could do that, then no one could take that away from me, and I could say that, you know, I played at the top level. And, you know, I look back 16 years now, and I'm one game away from 300.
Unbelievable.
So it has been quite a journey. Well, and
well, you would have achieved that a long time ago. You had really bad luck with injuries. Do you look for how many more games do you actually really in your heart want to play?
Well, don't tell the club this, but I think I'll retire after this. I've made 300 now. The body's had enough. No, look. After this game.
I'm worried I put you off, mate. You know, I was reading about you this morning, and Geelong players from your childhood, obviously your dad is a champion, Gary Ablett Senior. I hope I pronounced that right.
That's correct.
you were described with your brother Nathan as barefooted pests in the rooms.
Yes.
Go all the way back there for me if you can. Where did you grow up, and where did you get your love of footy from?
Yeah, so I grew up in a small coastal town by the name of Jandjak, which is the next suburb across from Torquay. And
it's a beautiful part of the world.
It is a beautiful part of the world. And so spent most of my time down there. Spent a lot of time at the Geelong Football Club as a kid, you know, down watching my dad train, play games on the weekend. And, you know, the Geelong Football Club is a huge part of my life. It really was. And got so many great memories from back then. But as you just said then, you're correct, we did drive the Geelong players nuts at times. And
what a privilege, though.
It was a privilege. And Malcolm Blight actually said the other day, I saw a small interview that he did. He coached the Geelong Football Club for a five-year period over that time, and he was saying that, as kids, Nathan and I used to walk in the middle of serious meetings, and, you know, we were just trying to find our dad and asking when we're going home. And
I'm so happy to hear that, because I took my child, who's five, to something the other day, and our producer here, when I said, oh, gosh, I've got to do something else, I might bring Millie, she said, please don't, she's a demon child. it's good to know that most parents have to take their kids somewhere and then they play up.
We were sent out of the club a few times, but as I said, so many great memories and really, really loved that time.
What was the name of that little town you grew up in again? Because that, I'm not reading that on your Wikipedia
page. Does it say Mottawarri or
Mottawarri, it says.
Mottawarri, yeah. Victoria. What's that? That's not what you said.
So I played football as a junior out at Mottawarri. I didn't actually grow up there, so we'll have to change that.
Wikipedia. Let's do that. Is there anything else on this Wikipedia page that's wrong?
Well,
who wrote it?
I've got absolutely no idea.
I've been told they're always right,
so
I should let you know that's Julian Assange. He has a lot of spare time. He just sits around wanting this stuff. But I reckon we got you for a little while, right? If you've got a question that you have always wanted to ask Gary Ablett Jr., please give us a call. Dramas at all. And I also want to, if they ever think about this, let's make some stuff up for the Wikipedia page. If you've got a suggestion for something we can put on Wikipedia for Gary Ablett Jr.'s page, we'd like to take it and just crap onto the world the way they do.
Hey, great idea. 55-71-1029. You can give us a call this morning.
We can serious write question in here because you can just change Wikipedia, can't you?
Yeah, you sure can.
Let's rip in.
All right.
It's 11 to 8 a Hot Tomato. 1029 Hot Tomato.